LTZ and High Country models too. Pass the gas pumps at a Chevy Blazer EV or the 2024 Equinox EV. Come see our best inventory in years at Longbine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVON News time is 8:32. Newsmaker two-time here today, United Way of the Flint Hills Chief Executive Officer Daphne Mertens joining us here on our morning show today.
Daphne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Ron?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, glad you're in with us. Have you recovered from celebrities in disguise this past weekend?
Still a little tired. I could use another day off.
Understood. Daphne portrayed M, which was, I know we're getting off topic here, but the Mike Myers and the knife and the singing was a little bit interesting, to say the least. Well, Daphne, let me ask you here, because you're in the early stages, obviously, of the fundraising effort here for the United Way of the Flint Hills, and one of your big traditional activities is Dead Ahead, that Small Business Blitz. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is my first time, obviously, since I came on earlier this year as facilitating the Small Business Blitz, but I have participated in the past as one of the volunteers that went around to the businesses. So I do have an idea of what this is and how fun it was when I started planning for this year. So really the idea is that some of our community partner agencies will send a couple of volunteers to make a team, and we will send multiple teams out into the community to a variety of small businesses who have been contacted in advance to collect donations. They've all received a letter, so they know we're coming, and they've already had time to plan what their donation is going to be. And it's kind of like, if anyone's aware of what The Amazing Race is, if you've ever seen that show on TV, it's kind of like that. They're going around to collect those donations, follow all the traffic safety laws, but get those donations as quickly as they can, and probably participate in a little bit of a fun activity while they're doing it. This year we're calling that Duck Hunt.
Well, I know from being involved in this in the past, Daphne, it's pretty competitive amongst your team members that are out in the street, and I'm glad you mentioned following traffic safety rules, because there's been some accusations about some speeding, I think, in the past that's been done out there. But it's good to have an ambitious group, isn't it?
It is. You know, everybody's really pumped for this activity and for raising more funds for our 23 community partners in 8 counties. This is a big fundraiser for us. United Way has brought in up to $10,000 doing this fundraiser in the past, so we're just really excited to see what we can do this year.
Daphne, do you see maybe some other benefits here to the Small Business Blitz specifically, in addition to generating some extra funding here from your corporate partners?
I do. I think there's quite a few different benefits. I think it's a way for us to connect with small businesses in our community to give them the opportunity to learn what United Way does and to be able to support a lot of the activities that really need their support here in our community. But it also allows them to do that one time instead of receiving multiple letters or visits from the United Way team. So it makes it a little bit more concise in that way. But also, I think it allows our community partners to connect with one another, to have a fun afternoon with United Way, and just to have fun on a different level. You know, we're normally talking about funding with them. We're talking about their projects, receiving reports of what they're doing. So this just allows us to engage them in a different way.
United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Daphne Mertens with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment, 8:36, sunshine and 56 degrees here on the final day of September. Well, Daphne, how's the Pace Setter campaign been going?
So far, so good. You know, we're really excited about how the outlook is for this year. Going well.
Good.
Also, you know, as far as the fundraising goes here, and I know Tegan had mentioned $500,000 for the fundraising total. I'm not going to pin you on where you're at right now in the campaign, given it's early, but how are things right now? When you talk about fundraising, you talk about the community schedule, and you just talk about the interactions that you're getting.
Yeah, everything's been going really, really well, and everyone I've spoken to has been incredibly supportive of trying to help us be successful in this campaign. We've had no negative responses. Everyone has stepped up All of the workplaces that we're presenting at or doing workplace campaigns have been nothing but supportive and engaging. And then we've also been able to bring in additional grant funds this year, which will really help bolster that campaign.
Ron, I do believe we have Tegan actually on 312. We can get him in just for a second here. But Daphne, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned here about those interactions here. And, you know, you're going into your first full year as CEO for the United Way. I wanted to maybe touch base with you on some of the interactions that you've had that really drive home the point of why this is needed, whether it's here locally or maybe across the full 8-county coverage area.
Yeah, so, you know, I've said this a lot when I'm presenting about United Way and talking about why we do what we do. I've worked with United Way or been adjacent to United Way for many years in my prior job with Healthier Lyon County, and I thought I had a pretty good idea of what they do and why it's important, but I didn't realize how much this office becomes a lifeline for people on some of their hardest days. You know, it breaks my heart when I hear a father call in and say, you know, my electricity is going to be shut off, we're evicted, we have nowhere to go, or we don't know where our next meal is going to come from. And they'll say, you know, I can go without if I have to, but I'm just really worried about my kids, or I'm really worried about my elderly parents. And, you know, there's been lots of tears in our office when we realize what we do and how impactful it is and why it's important that we receive the campaign donations that we do. Because when people donate to United Way, it doesn't stay in our office. It goes directly back into the community to those people who need it most.
Well, and of course, you do deal, too, with Dolly Parton's Imagination Library that has been just hugely successful, hasn't it, over the years?
It has. It's an incredible program. And a little fun fact, we do have a life-size Dolly Parton in our office now.
What?
So. Yeah, so we will be showcasing her at a lot of events that we show up at. She'll be around in the community, and everybody can get a photo with Dolly.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we're excited.
Wonderful program offered through the United Way of the Flint Hills. Well, you've been certainly out in front of many folks here in the counties that you serve, Daphne. You have been, you know, dunking. You got the campaign started at Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours, and there's a fundraising concert up at Emporia State, so you've been out there active and visible, haven't you?
We have. We'll go wherever we need to go to make this successful and to serve the people we need to serve.
Outstanding. Well, Daphne, anything else that you wanted to bring up either about Small Business Blitz, what people can expect here for Small Business Blitz, or what's coming up, I guess, maybe in the short term when it comes to the fundraising campaign through October?
Yeah, we're really just focusing on Small Business Blitz right now and all of our campaign presentations over October. So we've got a lot of those set up. And Small Business Blitz is just going to be a blast. So I'm excited to send off our teams and to celebrate with them when they're done.
When is the Blitz?
The Blitz will be tomorrow, Tuesday,
okay.
October 1st. Yeah, starting at 1:30.
How many teams you got going out?
I think we've got 6 teams of 2 right now,
okay.
That are going to about 10 businesses each.
All right. Sounds good.
And if I'm not mistaken, one of the businesses out there will be able to win a KVOE radio ad package with the Small Business Plus tomorrow, too. So.
Yes, a $600 value ad package from KVOE. So we're really excited to award that to one of the businesses that donate to our Small Business Blitz.
Okay, sounds good. Daphne, thanks much for your time and best of luck on things tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Chuck and Ron.
Thanks, Daphne. Daphne Merton, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills Small Business Blitz tomorrow. Yeah, they get out there, they get after it.
They do. Yeah, and as mentioned here, about 60 businesses will get visits. Wanted to let you know here that we've got interviews that are for the 8 o'clock hour through Wednesday, and we'll be probably filling out the schedule no later than the time we start talking with you tomorrow. But tomorrow we'll have Savannah Pape, who will be talking about the Old Navy grand opening activities as part of our Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow. We also get the monthly Department of Veterans Affairs update around 8:40 tomorrow morning. Wednesday we'll be talking with both Angela and Michael Nunley, talking about Team James and the medical situation for their son, James, who's battling leukemia for the second time. And we'll also have a Newsmaker 3 with Tech College Events and Outreach Coordinator Stephanie Anderson looking ahead to the cut. So those are the next couple of days of 8 o'clock interviews coming up here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Yeah, the cut is not that far away, is it?
A week and a half. That's all we got. So get your tickets now.
Okay, KVOE Live and Local. It is 842, 56 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without electricity, food, water, or other supplies in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. It's left at least 91 people dead.